Hi, I'm Gladys. I'm one of the volunteers here in the Aston and District Humane Society. Humane Society, we take in hundreds of dogs and cats and mostly bunnies every year, and we relied on the community to help us because we are completely relying on donations. We don't get government funding. Every single one of you who have stopped by in our events, who have send us donations, who have drop off supplies for us. We really appreciate and we thank you for your support.
Great. Now, can you talk a little bit about Riley today? He's our pet of the week.
Riley is an American bulldog that has just came to us. We are looking for a foster home for him. He has a little medical issue where his eyelids is growing inside. So we have him scheduled for surgery to fix that issue. And once that's fixed, and he also needs to get fixed. So everything would be done at the same time. The reason why we want a foster family for him is so that in his recovery, he'll be in a stable home environment. He will get his medications because after his eye surgery, he's going to need eye drops twice a day. So we're hoping that foster families will be able to do that and that's way better recovery. Foster families provide a really important support for us to be able to take in dogs that have either medical needs or that they're young as puppies. For puppies, we really like them to be in foster homes.
And is there any kind of cause right now here at the Aston District Humane Society that you guys are hoping to rally some help with in our community? Or is there anything else that our community can do right now to help?
We, as always, we're looking for donations, not just in money, and also sometimes in supplies, because every supply donation that we get, that means that we don't have to spend the money to get them. So when you're in the grocery store, when you're doing your shopping, if you can get an extra bag of, say, dog or cat or bunny food, or like laundry soaps. We do a whole lot of laundries here because every pet that we have to change their beddings twice a day.